Rabosai, we are on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We're starting from Daf Gimel Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. The second word on the line, Tanu Rabbanan. We have the Mishnah. We spoke about a shota, an imbecile. What constitutes a shota? So it's a machlokas. With Tanu Rabbanan, we learned the Brayis. Ezu shota. Who's considered an imbecile? It'd be pater for these pater. Hayotze yichidu b'layla, the person who goes out alone at night. V'alam b'beis hakvaros, a person who sleeps in the graveyard. V'karyas k'so, a person who rips his garment. Itmar, we had a machlokas whether you need all three of these things or whether one of or rather any one is good. Itmar, Rehuna said what? No one of them, even according to the Mefarshim, even if he had, let's say, three times of one, it's not good enough to consider a person an imbecile. You have to have all three. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even any one of them is already enough to consider the person a shota. If the person will be established to do this three times, so any one of these things, he's going to be considered a shota. So Gemara says, hey, then 1 second. How can you have machlokas over here? It doesn't make any sense. Where's the argument? If it's done, if any of these things are done in a way where it's clear that the person is an imbecile, in a way of imbecility, then any one of them should be good enough. So that's a kasha. That would be a kasha on Rav Huna. If it's not done in a way of imbecility, I feel cool and I'm even if he did all three, it shouldn't be considered an imbecile. Why? So the answer is, make up your mind. How could you have an argument over here? Shouldn't the point be whether it's clear that he's doing an imbecilic way or not? The Gemara says, the answer is he's doing it in a way that to our eye looks like it's an imbecile. But the only thing is what? Nevertheless, Rav Huna still believes that you need three. Oh, why? If it's not in a way of imbecility, so why do you need more than one of them? The answer is, he says, because each one of them could be attributed to something else. In other words, even though when we see a person sleeping in the graveyard, it looks like he's an imbecile. Aimer kadesh tishal b'ruach tumah. The truth is, he's really fooling us. He wants to do sorcery, and he's going to the graveyard, hopefully, to bring down an impure spirit upon himself. Hudaka avi parbe. Kadesh tishal b'ruach tumah hudaka avi. That's why he's doing it. He wants to bring a spirit of. So we have to always have that in the back of our minds. It's not good enough. But yotzi yichidu b'layla. The same thing. If a person goes out at night alone, even though it really looks like he's doing an imbecile, Imor Gandarifisas Echade. Maybe he was taken over by a disease that heats the body, and he has to get out to cool himself. So even though it looks like he's nuts, it looks like he's an imbecile, it could really be that he is going out to cool himself. Well, Kareis Ksuso, a person who rips his garment, Emer Bamashavasu, maybe the person is so absorbed in his thoughts, okay, and he doesn't know what he's doing. The answer is therefore Kevin David Lakulu. So that's why Rapunam will say, once you see him do all three, Avalahu Kami Shanaga Shrabakha Marvagama, be just the same thing. That even though, let's say, normally if a cow that hasn't been worn has to gore 1, 2, 3 times an ox, and then the next time it gores an ox, it has to pay full damages rather than half damages when it's not worn. Over here, if it gores an ox and a camel, an ox and a donkey and a camel, okay, it's three different times. We say what? We say Nasimur the cold. Then it's already called worn for all the different ones, because we say what? Rather than saying, well, look, it didn't establish itself, we say, no, it established itself. It established itself that it gores, and it doesn't care what it gores, and therefore he's considered to be forewarned for everything. The same thing over here, he does three different things, then he's forewarned, so to speak, so he's considered to be an imbecile that he had all three. And that's the reasoning of Rav Huna. I'm Rav Papa. Ish Mila Rav Huna. Rav Papa says the truth is that Rav Huna heard Ad Tanya, the Brice that we learned, Ezu Shota Zem Avi Komashin Osinlo. That's a person who destroys what they give to him. He knows he won't guard his property. Heavy other, but he would have gone back, because he saw clearly that he's demanding three. You don't need three, but because it's clear that with one is enough. Now, the only question is, when he said that a person destroys the stuff that he has, is that really speaking about one of the three things or all of them? So we say he would have gone back. We clearly go out. So he goes, Ibailahu, we had this question. When you tell me that what the Rav Huna would have reneged on his demanding of three, was it only from what? If the person ripped his garments, that he would reneg? Okay. The damilahah, which is just like a person who does not, who destroys what they give him. He won't take care of what he has. Oh, Dilma, no. Maybe no. Mikula habehader. He really went back on everything, and any one of the three things would have been good enough to consider the person an imbecile. The Gemara says, "Teku, let it stand." We don't have an answer, a definitive answer, yes or no. For tumtum badroganas, we learned in the Braisa that a person whose sexual organs are covered, so we can't tell if they're male or female. Badroganas, a person has both male and female genitals, they are exempt from ri'iya. Tana rabbanim, we learned in the Braisa. The language says yira called zechurcha. Zechurcha is a funny word. So the Gemara learns like this. The Braisa learns like this. Zechor, for the fact that it says male lahotzias anashim, that excludes women from the mitzvah of ri'iya. Okay, zechor cha. Okay, it says, but it didn't say that. It says zechor. It says zechor cha. It says your males. Okay, lahotzi tumtum androgynous. That's coming to exclude a person whose sexual organs are covered, so we can't see what they are. Where androgynous person has both male and female sexual organs. Okay, because they're not really male. They're not considered completely male, and therefore they're excluded. Kol zechor cha. The fact that the pasuk said all your males. Okay, the rabbi says the tanim. That comes to include that even minor males, all males, even minor males are obligated. The mitzvah. That's surprising according to what we learned in the Mishnah. We'll come to it in a second. Amar Mar, we said in the Braisa a second ago, Zohar lo tzias anoshim. You told me that the fact that it said Zohar, a male, it comes to exclude women from the mitzvah. Who needs that? Who needs the pasuk? He says, who needs a pasuk to teach me that? Mikadi, come on, after all. He says, Mitzvah saseh shez mangramahu. Since the mitzvah of appearing before God in the Beis HaMikdash is time bound, it's by the holidays, b'chol mitzvah saseh shez mangramah, nashim paturos. We know that every mitzvah that's time caused, women are exempt from. So why do you need a pasuk zechor cha to exclude women? The answer is it's duchi needed sakadai techamina, because I might have thought neli for ri'iya mehakel. Just like we learned before that we had a word bridge from the mitzvah of hakel of the assembly after each 7 years after Shemitah, when everyone gets together, and there what? Okay, and malahala, and since we compared the mitzvah of assembly to the mitzvah of ri'iya, malahala nashichaya was just like we learned before, that just over there, women are obligated, okay, even though it's a mitzvah sasheh shez mangam, that's also time-bound, yet the women on the assembly are obligated to show up. Afkan, nashichaya was, I say here too, women are obligated to do the ri'iya, even to show up to the mitzvah of ri'iya, even though it's a time-bound mitzvah. Kamashalana, kalbi zechorcha, so I needed the pasuk of Zechorcha to exclude women. Amar Mar, also you said in the Braisa, Zechorcha lo tzitum tum androgynous, is that Zechorcha, okay, to exclude a person whose organs are covered over or has both male and female, Bishlam androgynous, okay, it makes sense. I understand why you have to exclude an androgynous has both male and female. Itzrich, I need to exclude them, Sakadai techamina, I might have thought, Hov Islay Tzadzacha, since he does have male organs, so I think he really can be considered a male. Lichai, that he be obligated to come out from. So I need zechor cha to tell me no. Has to be completely male. Tell me what? The bri'ah b'fnei atzmo. He's not considered a male. He's its own new creation. And even though he has male and female genitals, he's really considered a new thing. He's not called a male. Okay. El atumtum. But a tumtum, he has who is covered over. It's not like he has both. He's covered. We just can't tell. Sveikahu. He says it's a doubt whether he's male or female. Meets to call him uti sveika. Do I need a pasuk to tell me that I don't know if he's a male? That I don't know if he's male or female. Do I need a pasuk to tell me that he's not obligated? As the Gemara says, okay, and there's a lot to argue here, as you probably can imagine. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, nah, he says, I'll tell you why. He says, the reason why we need the pasuk is like this, kishabetza mi bachutz. It's really where his testicles are outside. Okay, so there's really no doubt that he is male. The only thing is what? But if still, since he's they're covered over, but since he's covered, nevertheless, since they're covered over, we need the pasuk limited him and said that he's not obligated in the re'iya. Amar Mar calls zechorcha. The pasuk says kol zechorcha. You told me what the Braisa said. Kol zechorcha. We say every male. The rabbi says tanim. That's coming to include tanim. It's coming to include minus. What are you talking about? V'hatanah, didn't we learn chutz mecher shot v'katanah? Mishnah learning clearly that what that a deaf mute and an imbecile and a minor is not obligated. What do you mean? So how can you tell me the kol zechorcha comes to include even minor males? It's not true. Omar Abaya. Abaya says lo kasha. Don't worry. It's not a contradiction we can't solve. Kan b'katan shigil lechinuch. He says, when do we say what? The Braisa that said we're including minor males. It's by a minor male who is old enough to be educated. Okay, and Khan, when we said that the Mishnah excluded Chereshot to Bekot, talking about a minor who's not old enough to be educated. I said, well, what are you talking about? It says, if you want to tell me what, that the Pasuk is coming to include a minor that's all to be educated, that's rabbinic. Everybody knows. We there's no mitzvah of chinuch from the Torah. The mitzvah of chinuch is the rabbanon. The mitzvah of getting your kids used to doing the mitzvahs is a rabbinical mitzvah, not a Torah mitzvah. I said, you're right. The Bryce is only bringing the Pasuk as a support for a rabbinic decree. It's not really learned out as a Torah derivation. I said, wait a second. Okay, very nice. But then so 1 second. But the language of Kol Zechorcha is extra. All your males is extra. So what is it for? You told me, okay, it's a rabbinic place to hang your hat on, but it's not really a derivation. But what do we derive from it? It's extra. So for the you still need a Torah under explanation of what we derive from it from a Torah point of view. The answer is L'kadachayim. Don't worry. It comes for what? It comes for the teaching of the others. Because we learn the following. We just want to check the text. We learn the following detanya, because we learned in the Braisa, Acheir Romim, others say, Hamakamets, a person who gathers feces with his hands in order to cure the leather. Hamatsarif Techoshis, a person who smelts copper, okay, a copper, Babursi, and a leather tanner, all these people have get very, very bad smell of them, Paturim and Ariya, they're also exempt from the mitzvah of Riyah. Why? Mishum Shenema calls a churcha, because since it says what all of your males, Mishiochalalos calls a churcha, somebody who's able to come up together with all of your males. Yotsu Ela, this excludes these ones, Shenem Riyim Lalosim calls a churcha. These ones are not fit to come up with all your males. They smell so bad, and nobody's going to walk with them. They can't come up with everybody else. So they are excluded. And that is a Torah exclusion, the way we're learning. It's a lot of debate, but simply, the Gemara's answer, that's a Torah exclusion, so we've justified the Pasuk from the Torah point of view. Nashim b'avadim shenem mishuchararim, we said women and slaves who aren't free, etc. Okay, they're exempt from the Re'iyah. Bishlom Nashim, I understand very well why women are exempt, Kandamran, like we said earlier. Why? Because it says males and not females, and it tells me what? And I had to tell me that unless I would learn that women are obligated Re'iyah just like they're obligated in the assembly. So I needed males to exclude women. Okay, he says, how do I know to exclude women. How do I know to exclude slaves? Rav Huna says, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk said, by the mitzvah of Re'iyah, al Pnei Adan Hashem, before the master Hashem. So Misha Elo El Adan Echad. No, it's before the master Hashem. Everybody has to show up before the master Hashem. Mishaylo elo adonachad. So who has to show up? A person only has one master. Yotzazu. That's the exclusion of a slave. Shadesh adonachir. Here's another master besides God. He has a master who's a human being. I halam alikro. Who needs a pasuk for that? Mikadi, come on, get out of here. Since when does a slave have to be excluded? When do you need a pasuk to exclude a slave? Mikadi, everybody, look into it. Everybody knows the principle. Kol mitzvah sheisha chayevas bo. Every mitzvah that a woman is obligated, eved chayev bo, a slave is obligated. Kol mitzvah sheisha chayevas bo. Any mitzvah that a woman is not obligated, eved chayev bo, a slave is not obligated. So I don't. Okay, law. Why? Okay, the gemara law la misha. When it came to a shivcha knanis from the word law, her, and law from a woman, we learned that just like a woman is not obligated in time bound mitzvahs or time bound mitzvahs, also slaves are not obligated in time bound mitzvahs. So why? So the Canaanite slave is obviously excluded from the Riyah. So why do I need a pasuk to exclude a slave? Amravina. So the Ravina says, Lo nitzucha el misha chatzia v'chatzia mechart. So Ravina says, you know, right, we learned this earlier already at the beginning of the Masechta. Ravina says, you're right. He says, the original answer was wrong. The real reason that we need to exclude slaves is we don't have to really exclude slaves. The slave we're excluding is really what? El misha chatzia v'chatzia mechart. It's really one who is half slave and half free. How did it happen? Two Jews owned an Eved Kanani. One of them freed his half. So the slave is half free and half a slave. That person, we have to know that what? That we need a pasuk to say that he's pater. Why? Because here, it's true that what? That the half of him that's a slave is obviously exempt from the mitzvah because he's like a woman. But since he has a half of him that's free, okay, he's actually Jewish. Okay, and then we need the pasuk to say that what? That even though it's only half, since he has another master for half of him, besides God, okay, he's still exempt from the mitzvah of Riyah. Daikanami, and the one says, you know what, we can actually prove that that's the case we're talking about. The Katani, because the Mishnah taught us, Nashim v'avadim she'enem shechorim. You notice the language is strange. The women and slaves who are not free are exempt from the mitzvah. You should just tell me. You don't have to tell me. What do you mean slaves who are not free? Ma'ay she'enem shechorim. What do you mean slaves who are not free? Ilei m'she'enem shechorim klal. If you say they're not free at all, this ne'avadim stama. Just say slaves. A slave that's not free is a slave. Just say slave. What are you saying? A slave that's not free. A slave is a slave who's not free. El alav must be what? She'enem shechorim legami. Must be they're not completely free, but they're somewhat free. What is that? No, if they're really not free, they're called slaves. When you say not free, you mean not completely free, but somewhat free. My ninu, who is that? It's a person who's half slave, half free. And you're right, so the language really makes sense. Indeed, that's a good proof for the understanding of Rabbi Yonah. We learned that the one who's lame, and one who's blind, and one who's sick, and one who is old, all exempt from the riyah. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned, regalim, the fact that it used the word regalim for the holidays, which is really the word for legs, prat lebali kavin, that exempts a person who has an artificial foot. His foot is, he's really walking on an artificial foot. Davar acher. Another explanation is like this. No, artificial foot, we really learned, like we learned before three times pamim is like steps. So it has to be steps. It has to be a real foot and not an artificial foot. Aye, davar acher. So therefore, what is regalim teaching me? Feet, legs. Prat l'chiger, that's coming to exclude a person who's lame, not a person who has the leg, but he's lame. L'chola, a person who's sick. L'suma, a person who's blind. L'zokin, sheni yochol l'alos baragov. L'zokin, and an older person. Ooh, and finally, sheni yochol l'alos baragov, any person who cannot come up, cannot walk up with his legs, even though they're walking on real legs, not on fake legs, but since they can't walk, they are exempt. Okay, what do you mean? So what's the last point that you told me in the Mishnah? You told me what a person who can't walk up on his legs, he can't come up to the temple, can't come up to the temple courtyard. Like, to your mind, what are you coming to exclude? Well, you already said all the cases people can't walk. Rabbi says, I'll tell you what it's coming to include. It's coming to exclude a person who's just very spoiled. He's actually fully capable of walking, but he's so spoiled he can't walk without shoes. And a person who can't, you can't come in, he can't come in to the courtyard with shoes on. It's written, when you come to see my face, to be seen before me, who asked this from your hand that you should come, you should trample my courtyard. Okay, Hashem doesn't want anybody coming in a trampling way. What does trampling mean? You're wearing shoes. Shoes is trampling my courtyard. And those people are considered people who can't come up with their feet. Why? Because since they can't come up with their feet, they can only come up with shoes, they are exempt. So the very spoiled people who can't go without shoes are also exempt. Tana haroba tame. We learned in a brisa that a person who's not circumcised and a person who's unclean, okay, paturim and riyah, they're also exempt from the mitzvah of riyah. So give me 1 second. Bishlam tame. I understand a person who is unclean. I understand well why he's exempt from the mitzvah of riyah. Why? Dechsivu vasa shama vebesim shama. Because they're saying that even though they can't come into the Beis HaMikdash, they don't have to send the carbon of Riyah. Remember, before we spoke about the mitzvah of appearing and the mitzvah of the carbon. Here, even though they can't come to the Beis HaMikdash, in the Tameh, a person is unclean, even though he can't come to the Beis HaMikdash, I understand why he's not obligated to send with the messengers to send his carbon. Because it says, you'll come there. One pasuk says, you'll come there. One Ve'vesim Shama, and you'll bring there. Okay, therefore what? So kol sheyeshnav abia, everybody who is included in coming, yeshnav havo, that's the person who brings. But kol sheyeshnav abia, but anybody who can't come, he can't come himself because he's unclean and above us. He's not obligated in the mitzvah of bringing the carbon. El aro, that I understand, el aro, but a person who's uncircumcised, minolim, where'd you get that from? Where do you see that he's not obligated to come up, or not obligated to at least send this carbon? Where did you get that idea from? Okay, he's not Tomei. What's his problem? He has no reason why he can't come up to the temple courtyard. The answer is Ha Mani Rabbi Kiva. This is according to Rabbi Kiva. The Marbi Ar Rabbi Kiva learns that Arel, that an uncircumcised person, is included in the category of a Tomei. Okay, Katomei. The Marbi Ar Katomei. He includes a person who's uncircumcised just like a person who's unclean. Why? Where did he get it from? The Tanya Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva learned Ish Ish. Okay, we learned when it came came to the Kohanim, the pasuk is each person, each one, and the pasuk continues, Mizer Aaron, who tzaruah zav, anybody from the seed of Aaron who is leprous or zav, he has the ziva emissions. But, okay, but kachim lo yochal, he can't eat the holy things. So why did it say ish? Okay, l'rabba sasara ish, the repetition of ish, each man or ish man, the rabba sasara comes to include that, to include also somebody's uncircumcised. So since Rabbi Akiva learns that the uncircumcised is included or is added to a person who's tamei, so the same way we were able to understand from Basar Shama Veisar Shama that a tamei doesn't come up and doesn't send. So also what? Also the aral, also a person who's uncircumcised, doesn't come up and also doesn't have to send a karban. Tan Rabban, we learned tamei patim re'ia. We learned in a braisa that a tamei, okay, is exempt from re'ia, whether it's showing up or whether bringing the sacrifice. They see what's the raya. Uvasa shama veisa shama. Just like we learned before, it says you'll come there and the next pasuk veisa shama, you'll bring there the sacrifice. Kosh yesha bevio yeshna bevi yesha bava. Anybody who's included in the category of coming to the base of Megiddo, she included a category of bringing the sacrifice. Kosh yesha bevio. Anybody who's not included in the category of coming. Ain't above boy, he's not in the category of bringing, and that's simple, like we learned before, he doesn't have to bring the sacrifice. Rabbi Yochanan ben Dahaba Omer, he doesn't even have to send it with a shliach. Rabbi Yochanan ben Dahaba Omer, Bishom Rabbi Yehuda, Suma Bechas Meinav, he says, a person who's blind in one eye, not in both, Patim and Ariya, he is exempt from showing up. Why? Shenemar, as we said, remember we learned this before, Yira Yira'eh, we can read the word Yira, that Hashem's going to see the guy, Yira'eh, he's going to be seen. The person who comes up to the base of Midrash is going to be seen. So we learned, remember, we learned what? Okay, Kedera Shabbat Liros, in the same way that Hashem sees him, and Hashem obviously doesn't have eyes, but Hashem has a complete seeing. It's the same thing as the equivalent of two eyes. Kach Ba Liros, the same way he comes to be seen. Just like Hashem sees him with two eyes, he has to be seen himself having two eyes. Ma Ba Liros, just like the one who's coming to see, B'shteyinav, just the one who's coming to see Hashem, sees with two eyes, as if to say, Afli Ros, also the one who's coming to be seen, okay, B'shteyinav, he has to have both eyes working, and otherwise, so only seeing in one eye, he's exempt from showing up. Rav Huna, Ki Mati Lahai Kro, Rav Huna came to this pasuk, okay, Yira, that where we could read it, seeing, and being seen, Bachi, he would cry. Okay, why was that? V'yomar, and he would say the following, Eved Shirabo Matzapo Lo Liroso. Okay, the slave who the master is waiting to see, okay, to come to the base of Midrash, Yisrach Vimeno, and then afterwards he distanced himself from that one he was waiting to see. Deceive, as the pasuk said, like we saw before, Kisavo Liros. Panai, when you're coming to show up before me, who asked you for that? Ramais Chatzirah, that you should trample my courtyard. So you see what? You, I don't want you. So it's such a terrible thing that the one that with Hashem on the one hand wanted, and then Hashem doesn't want them. Rav Huna, Himati like Rav Bachi. When Rav Huna would get to this pasuk, he would cry. He said, you'll sacrifice shlomim, peace offerings, and you'll eat there. So he would what? So he would say, and he would say, "Eved Shirabo Mitzape Lechol Al Shulchano." The servant to the master is waiting that the servant should come and eat at the master's table. Yisrachik Mimenu. He's not going to distance himself from that slave who he once wanted. That servant, Dechsev, as it's written, Lamali Rov Zivchechem Yomar Hashem. Hashem says, "What do I need all of your many sacrifices?" Says Hashem. So it's very sad. The same one Hashem wanted, he rejects. Rabbi Elazar came out to the high cry, Bachi. Rabbi Elazar, when he would come to this pasuk, he would cry. His by Yosef's brother says his brothers were unable to answer him because they were shocked in front of him because of embarrassment. They were confused. They were from embarrassment. Okay, Mato Chocha shall Basar Adamkach. He says if you see that the rebuke of a human being is this way, that's how it affected them. Of Yosef to his brothers, to Chocha shall Kadosh Baruch Hu al Chas Kama Bakama. One day the rebuke of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that a person gets al Chas Kama Bakama, all the more so the person is not going to be able to answer. If they can't answer a person, they can't answer Hashem. Rabbalazar Kimati Lahaikra Bachar, Rabbalazar, when he come to this pasuk, he would cry. Shmuel said to Shaul, Lama Higastani Lalosasi. Shaul called up Shmuel from the dead. He said, why do you upset me to bring me up? Okay, so he learned like this. So Rabbalazar learned like this. Shmuel Atzadik, when they woke him up from the dead, he was afraid that he was being judged. Anu al chas kama v'kama. If he was afraid, he was such a righteous person, and he's afraid of the judgment, all ourselves, all the more so we should be afraid of judgment. Shmuel mahi. Where do we see that in that event that Shmuel was afraid of the judgment? The Chasiv is written, the woman who was doing the sorcery, she said, "Vatomer Ishal Shaul." She said to Shaul, "Elohim Reisi Olam, I saw great people rising up." So Olim is written in the plural. They said, so, you know, it's in the plural, not a single one rising, but plural rising up. Trei Mashma, it's really two people. So what happened? Chad Shmuel, one was Shmuel, who she brought up. V'yidech, the other one, Dazal Shmuel, v'yisei l'Moshe. Shmuel went, and he brought Moshe back with Bahadei, back with him. Why? Amarlei, because Shmuel said to Moshe, Dilma chas v'shom l'dina mispa'ina. Maybe I'm being called to judgment. I'm being demanded to be judged. Kum Bahadei, get up with me. The leka milsa, the gosata raisa de la kiamtia. There's nothing that you wrote in the Torah that I didn't fulfill. I need your help. Come over here and help me be defended. So you see that Shmuel was afraid. So if Shmuel was afraid of judgment, all the more so, we have to be afraid of the judgment. Rabbi Ami kimati lahaikro bochi. Rabbi Ami, when he got to this pasuk, he would cry. Yitein bafer piyu. He should put his mouth into the dust. Okay, ulai yesh tikva. Perhaps there's hope. So Amar, he would say, Huli hai, all this that he has to, so much is demanded, put his face in the dust, huli, and maybe it's going to help him. All that, and maybe? Okay, Rabbi Amar, Rabbi Ami, kimati lahaikra bochi. I read that one. Rabbi Ami, kimati lahaikra bochi, another one. He said, when he used to come to this pasuk, he would cry. Bakshu tzedek, bakshu anava, seek righteousness or justice. Bakshu anava, seek humility. Ulai tistaru, okay, biyom afashem. Maybe you'll be hidden away from the misfortune on the day of the anger of God. Amrei said, kuli hai, ulai again. All of this, he does all the right things, and maybe, only maybe he's going to be protected. Aviasi kimati lahaikra bachi, rasi, when he get to this pasuk, he would cry. Sonu rabahavu tov, sinu ra, pardon me. Hate doing bad and love doing good, but sigu b'shar mishpat and establish justice in the gate. Okay, and you have to say the people shouldn't be cheated. Ulai shouldn't be oppressed. Ulai yechanan Hashem elokei tzvakos. Maybe the Hashem of hosts, Hashem the Lord of hosts, will be gracious. Maybe he'll forgive. Kuli hai, says Ulai, says all that and maybe. All these psukim are frightening. Okay, the next part I think is a big one. We'll say that to start tomorrow. We'll call that a daf. Everyone a wonderful day and a wonderful week. Thank you.